the musicians here are all 15, 16, and 17. And we have a full-bodied bluegrass band here, a bass, a couple guitars, a fiddle, a banjo. I miss anybody. I miss the mandolin there in the back. And there's a picture up on Facebook. Marguerite is hiding there, but we can see her. She's got the smallest instrument way in the back. I can't remember when I first heard these folks. It might have been at Capitol Music Hall. I think it was. It wasn't you, probably. It was students that came before you. But I remember thinking how great that, you know, most schools have orchestras. Most schools have traditional bands. Some have jazz bands. But why not have a bluegrass band, particularly when you're in an area where bluegrass is a beloved genre of music? We'll meet all these kids in a moment. Let me now welcome to the radio the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band.
One, two, three.
They sound great, don't they? The Wheeling High School Bluegrass Band here this morning. And let's speak to that leader, the banjo player, the senior of the group, Bailey Stephenson. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
When did you start? They're all... No. You're not going to get away with just a hi.
Okay.
I'll ask you simple questions, I promise. We were just starting to talk about that when it came time to play. How long have you played banjo? When did you first learn?
It's going to be 4 years next month.
Only 4 years, and you're
playing
playing really well. Who taught
you? Thank you. Thank you very much.
How did you learn?
I first started about May of my eighth grade year. My teacher was actually a senior in this program at the time. So when I was a freshman, he had just graduated. So it was really cool to get that experience of having the music passed down before I was even in the program.
Now, did you grow up with bluegrass in your life at all?
My father plays guitar, and he had a few bluegrass CDs, but not really. I'd never been to a festival or anything like that.
What's your dad's first name?
Richard.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Okay, he's not related to Larry Stevenson, who's
actually had that question before.
I'll bet you
not
have.
Not that we're aware of. Larry's, we don't know of any relation.
Larry
but.
Stevenson is a pretty big name in bluegrass.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got that high, lonesome voice.
Yeah, we're big fans of his, so.
It's amazing to watch and listen to you guys play. I mean, you play really well, and you seem to enjoy playing with each other.
Thank you very much. We do. We enjoy making music together.
Now, you're about to graduate. Do you know, I'm assuming, right, you'll be done in a couple months?
Yes, sir.
And do you know what you'll be doing after
Hopefully
you graduate?
I'll go on to pursue a bluegrass career, but we'll see if that actually happens or not.
Well, that's terrific. I hope you should follow your dreams.
Thank you very much.
Let's meet the other members of the band. Next to Bailey is one of our two guitarists, and he, the mic was immediately passed to him. This is the fellow who, you know, Bailey said, hi, next. What's your name?
Norman Lee.
Hey, Norman. And tell me about yourself. When did you learn to play guitar?
Oh, man, must be 2 years, 3 years now, yeah. 3 years coming up.
And who taught you?
I learned from a teacher named Mike DeCoco at C.A. Hay House, so.
And C.?
Hay House.
Hay House, what's that?
I'd say it's the biggest place that sells musical instruments, musical everything, and also provides lessons for all sorts of people, every style. You can get a trumpet lesson, you can get a singing lesson. You can get whatever you want there, and I get guitar lessons there.
That's great. Is it in downtown Wheeling?
No, it's up by St. Clairsville. So.
Wow, okay. Well, that's not too far away. But, you know, when I first started going down to Wheeling, and I would frequently go to the Jamboree to see shows there, there were at least four music stores in Wheeling. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if there are any these days, but they were great stores.
Well, we have Moore's in downtown, like by the island, and they just closed, yes, mm. Right. And we lost Gerrero's, which is where my teacher originally was before he moved up to CA House after Gerrero's was closing. So,
now this is, what you're in 11th grade, am I right?
10th.
10th, I'm sorry, I'm misreading.
With my handwriting, that's not a surprise.
So you're going to be a pharmacist or a doctor? Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Well, I was thinking to go in something biology related, so close.
My goodness, that was the subject when I was a little bit younger than you and I took biology. That was like, never again, just get me through this class. I just couldn't do it, but you like it, mm-hmm. Which is great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. Let's meet everybody else and whoever. Hello.
Hello.
It's like hot potato. Somebody needs to take the mic. What's your name?
My name is Joseph Glorioso, but you can call me Joey.
Thank you, Joe. I know a Glorioso, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, I know a Joe Glorioso.
Is he a doctor?
No.
Okay.
No. But it's funny.
My father is a doctor.
I haven't thought about the Joe Glorioso I know for years. He's a really nice guy.
Wow.
So.
Joe and Glorioso tends to be a really good name and really nice people, too.
Yeah. I was gonna,
they're a nice group of people.
He's going to be, after Bailey goes, you'll be the front. Tell me about yourself, Joe.
So I'm in 9th grade, and I've been playing guitar for about 5.5 years. I started at the same place Norman started, CA House. But my teacher's name was Jason Korick, I believe. But then I eventually just started to learn by myself, and it's been great. And just playing bluegrass guitar, I just joined the band. That's when I started playing a bunch of acoustic stuff, because I've been playing rock, metal, and all that. But playing bluegrass and interpreting, it's really kind of made my playing a lot better.
Oh, that's great.
Interesting combination, but, you know, I'm enjoying it. Well, I really love it.
Well, that's great to stretch out like that. And have you thought about careers yet?
Yes. Musician, and this, what I'm about to say next, makes everyone laugh. If I fail to be a musician, I want to become a cardiologist.
So, well, there you go.
Yeah. But like, cardiology is such a high backup job.
I think it's fine.
It's specific and everything. It's perfect.
Yeah, why not? By the way, and I'll ask Bailey and Norman also. Sorry, Norman. It took me a second. I have a good friend named Norton. Any shout outs to anybody who might be listening?
My grandparents.
Great. They'll hear this later, if not today.
Yep.
Great. And any go ahead.
George and Dalash. Hello.
Hello. And how about you two? Any shout-outs at all? I should have asked you before.
I'd probably give a shout out to my grandparents, specifically my grandfather on my father's side, who's finally seems to be winning his battle with blood cancer. So Norman Lee, that's Hubbard Lee. I'm Heath Lee, so I don't get any special titles, unfortunately.
Well, I'm glad I asked you that question. I'm glad he's doing better, too.
I'm not sure who is tuning in, but I'm sure somebody at home is, I think, maybe. So, hi.
They're there.
Parents and Bethany and my grandparents. I don't know, but if you're listening, hi.
Joe wants to do another shout-out.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Johnny. That's my father. Joe Glorio, as we were mentioning earlier. And my little brother, Johnny.
Love you guys. Let's meet the other three women in the band. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Tell me your name, and you're playing fiddle, right?
Yes, this is a fiddle.
I couldn't see it before. You're playing fiddle, right?
Yes.
Yep, that's a fiddle. I just couldn't see. Now I can't see you holding the fiddle.
Oh, yeah. And my name is Amelia Cianelli. Remember that name?
Yes. And how long have you been playing?
A year, actually.
Wow. And what got you interested in playing?
Ooh, I think Irish Fiddle did.
Well, that's terrific. Any shout-outs or hellos?
Shout-outs. I thought about it, and then I forgot what I was going to say. So shout-out to everybody listening to them, folks in Bluegrass interested, and my grandmother. Yes, I got notified that you were listening. Grandmother Arlene.
That's great. I'll give you a number in a moment that you can text if you want to say hello back to anybody here. Any career plans for you or something you'd like to
do? I have no idea. Who knows? Nobody knows.
I think that's a pretty good answer.
Even if they do know, they never will know.
It's pretty early. Well, thank you for being here. Let's meet bassist who's here. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself.
My name is Lily Gadd. I'm 15. I'm in the 9th grade, and I've been playing the bass since the 6th grade.
Wow. And the bass is about a foot taller than
you.
Yeah,
I'm about 5'3", and this thing is 6 feet, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the pickup, so I'm not 100% sure.
Any shout-outs for you?
Hi, Mom. And hi, Aunt Nat. She told me that she's in Sandusky right now, but I think it's the station at her hair salon.
Excellent.
So,
that's
good. She said she was getting her hair cut and forcing everyone to listen to it with her. So, hi, guys.
Forcing. I hope, I'm glad they're there. And have you thought about careers at all?
I really want to go into the musical field, but if that doesn't work, I want to be an oncology nurse.
Okay. See, you've got the same backup plan that Joe has here. You can be, oncology and cardiology just have the ology in common, I guess. But you could practice together. Who knows?
Yes,
well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And now our mandolin player who is here today. Tell me about yourself.
Hi, my name is Marguerite DeMassey. I'm in the 10th grade, and I've been playing mandolin for a little less than a year.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What got you started?
Actually, Mr. Tabanek did. He was my teacher at Wheeling Poke, and he said that the Wheeling Poke Bluegrass Band was a hidden jewel, and it really was, so I joined.
Excellent. And any career plans for you? It's early. You're in 10th grade, too.
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. I'll just take that microphone back from you. And now that we've met everybody, let me tell you, if you want to pass along any comments or let the kids know how much you're enjoying their music, feel free to text us at 412-200-5975. Unfortunately, we can't take calls, but you can text us. 412-200-5975. Additionally, I'm going to try to stream a little Facebook live video so you can see these guys. And I believe, I'll try to do it in a way you can see it. That's what it's all about, right? But we have lots of time for music. So here they are once again. We're so happy to have them here. The Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band.
Can't you hear the satisfied. Hey, 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 Delamay, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamay, I'll get even someday. Hammer that I swing for $1.50 a day, all for my Delamay. Hey, 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 Delamay, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamay, I'll get even someday. Lots of places and there's not much I ain't done. Still a lot I'd like to see. But this hammer that I swing for the woman that I love, one's gonna be the death of me. Hey, 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 Delamay, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamay, I'll get even someday. Spike hammer, big spike hammer.
The Wheeling High School, Wheeling Park High School. I keep forgetting the park, and I know the difference. The Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band, and they sound great. And folks are commenting and tuning in. We'll do one more song by video just for the fun of it here at the Saturday Light Brigade. These kids, they just sound great, and it's so good. We'll talk a little bit maybe with Bob Trebanek after a couple songs to learn more about how this band actually came about. They're now negotiating their next song, and don't worry, they're figuring it out. I think they know. Bailey is going to tell us what they're going to do. Bailey, what song's next?
We're going to bring Norman up to sing this one. I don't think any of us had heard it. He brought it to the band. It's a Band of Rooks song, Can't Get Over You.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Classy people.
Yeah. Way to go, Norman.
He'd been complaining that all the songs we were giving him didn't fit his voice and whatever, and then he came in with this one, and I think it's probably one of our favorites now, and hope it'll be one of your favorites, too.
Excellent. Here they are, the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band.
If I was nothing.
I wouldn't hurt no one. But that wouldn't change the things I have done. And I wouldn't have peace. Cause I've made a deal. But everybody knows it just ain't real.
That was a lot of fun. Norman, you've got a big voice going there with that growling. And I mean, I'm not surprised that, you know, that ragged sound there, like you've done a lot of hard living riding cabooses and railroad cars all your 15? How old are you again?
16.
I'm sorry. All your 16
years. A lot happens in that transition year.
Yeah, no, you sound great. You sound like
teen angst.
Yeah. This is the Wheeling High Band. I can't do too many things at once. I have messages to share with you. And let me do that quickly here. Please tell Lily that Dad says thanks for remembering to give him a shout out. Loving the show. Amazing talent for ones so young. Also great personalities. You kids are going to go far if you choose to. Good luck with your talent, though you don't need luck. I'm not sure who that's from. They're the best, writes somebody else. Love these kids. Lily Buck says hello. Who's Buck?
Hello, Buck.
Oh. Well, I'm glad, Buck, you made Lily's day. And I think that's it so far. If anybody wants to sign a text they sent to us previously, let us know. Let me ask Bob quickly. Can you tell us a bit about these folks and what they do? And by the way, this whole camera thing is experimental. We did it last week. We thought it would be fun. We thought people would like to see you. But we're definitely going to get somebody other than me to hold the camera. A, I don't have a third hand. B, if the image looks shaky, it's not Bob. It's me. How did you come about this whole idea? It's really magnificent.
Well, I had been a bluegrass musician from the time I was about their age, just picking it up on my own, and played in local bands around the Wheeling area. And we were on the Jamboree and did a couple albums and knew Tim O'Brien and the Hutchison Brothers, bands that were really hot at that time around Wheeling. And when I became a teacher, I was shocked that the kids in West Virginia, particularly Wheeling, with the heritage that we have there of music, and that they weren't playing bluegrass. So I decided I would start a bluegrass club and see if I could teach some kids. And the first day, I think the first, if it wasn't the at first, it was very soon the second or third meeting, Mr. Mattis showed up, who was our librarian, and we've been doing this ever since then, and this is our 24th year of doing that.
There's Mr. Mattis there. I'm told that he doesn't talk. He's the teller of two of you.
Yeah. and so down through the years, we've just brought kids in, and it's open to any kid. It's all after school. It's all volunteer. I'm a graphic design teacher, and I said Mr. Mattis was our librarian, media center specialist. And so we're not part of the music program. We exist on the kindness of strangers. We get no funding. We work after school exclusively with the kids on a volunteer basis. And we've had some great success. Kids that have gone out of our program that are professional musicians today all over the country. And these kids are a fun band. This particular band here is one of the most fun, and the sophomore band that many of these are also. We have three bands right now. We have a freshman band, a sophomore band, and this band. And some of these members are freshmen who are in the freshman band, and some of them are sophomores who are in the sophomore band, but we've pulled them up to go into this particular band. They're fun. They're entertaining. They're serious about their music. They're really nice kids. And it has been an absolute delight working with every one of these kids in this particular configuration.
Well, and I can tell they enjoy working with the both of you two, the two of you. We're going to we'll video one more song, but we'll hear lots more after that. Or maybe I'll figure out a way to grow a third hand. What do you all want to do next?
Well, we were planning on doing my second song here. It's No Hiding Place, which is a gospel tune.
Ooh.
It's Lily's mom's favorite. Yeah, I've heard that plenty of times.
It's one of mine, too.
I think here you'll see less growl, less teen angst on this one. Let's hope, yes.
Okay. One, two, three.
These guys are amazing. Now, we missed that. I'm not a good cameraman here, and I really, this is a radio program, but I got to ask you to do that one more time, Joe. That was just that shake in the last note out of the guitar. Look at that. Really great. Now, I don't want to get indulgent here with the camera. Lily's mom says that she won't feed you until you play first. Is that true?
She has this thing, if ever any of my musician friends comes over to my house, she's like, all right, you guys got to play, and then you can have dinner.
Okay, they're warming you up for real life.
She thinks it's so great that all my friends are musicians, and she really takes advantage of that. She's like, all right, guys, I get free music. Awesome.
You guys sound great. Let's keep it going. What do you want to do next?
We want to do Fun Out Special. We're going to do a banjo tune for you now, but we're going to bring some other people up on it as well. This is an old Earl Scruggs song called Foggy Mountain Special.
Thank you.
These guys are a lot of fun, a lot of energy. Do you play many gigs? Do you get out to play much?
Yeah.
Get near a microphone here.
We've been actually playing quite a bit recently. We just got done with a gig at the Wheeling Jamboree. We've been playing a lot around Wheeling. We've been pretty busy lately, so.
I can imagine. You guys are a lot of fun. Now, how do your peers feel? Like other kids in school, are there lots of kids into bluegrass?
I'd say most of them don't know we exist.
Like Marguerite said, it's a hidden jewel.
A hidden jewel. Well, there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, the main reason that I'd say we're such a hidden gem is because Mr. Cherbanek tries to get us to play as few gigs at the school as possible. Like, he wants us not to be a garage band. That's what he always says. He wants us to go out and try to see what bluegrass is really all about, the festivals, go in with the community, not playing for the school at the Festival of Sound like every other person who plays their fiddle in the little orchestra.
If I can add something, it's pretty great because most people here want to be a musician, and this, they're going to get that experience of having a small dressing room and all that, you know.
Being on a radio show.
Well, and those other programs are great, right?
We are very thankful for the music department we have, and we have a lot of kids in the music department. A lot of us are. I'm in the choir.
Is this on?
Lily's in the choir.
Why don't you guys tell them what programs you're in the music program at the school?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm in nothing.
I'm in choir, and I play the bass in the orchestra.
Choir.
Yeah, we have a lot of choir people.
The only thing outside of school is improv.
Improv. So.
Then. Just in bluegrass. No, don't say it like that. You're not just in bluegrass.
I'm just in bluegrass.
Well, bluegrass. What Norman said is true. We've only played at our school in 24 years four times. But this year, in the last 12 months, this particular band will have played 31 gigs.
Wow.
21 of them overnight gigs.
Wait, in a month?
This year.
Wow.
Yeah, 16 of them in the city of Wheeling, and the other 14 or 15 have been as far up as here, the Mohican Bluegrass Festival, down to, we're going, 2 weeks from now, we're heading over to Martinsburg, West Virginia for a two-day festival over there, and down to Davis and Elkins College that same week. We've played the Purple Fiddle. We've played all kinds of
places. You'll be at the Augusta Heritage Festival for Bluegrass Week?
Well, I would like the kids to address this just for a minute. A lot of what you hear when you hear these kids play is what they have learned at Bluegrass Week at Augusta Heritage Center in Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia. We have taken kids to that particular event since 1998. And every year we take these kids down and they apply for youth scholarships. And they are almost all scholarship awardees. And they get to spend a week with Grammy Award winners, professional Nashville studio musicians, touring bluegrass musicians. And just an example, 3 years ago, the entire Steel Drivers band were teaching at Augusta.
Wow.
So these kids, our bass player, spent a week with Mike and all the rest of the guys in the band. So, and I want to say this to the kids who are listening out there and their parents, and particularly grandparents. When we go to events, we meet a number of kids who like this music, are intrigued by it, or who actually play it, and they have nobody their own age to play with.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage all of you people who know a child like that or have that situation to investigate the Augusta Heritage Center at Davis and Elkins College.
It's not far from Pittsburgh at all.
It's 2.5 hours from Wheeling. It's probably about 3 hours from Pittsburgh, the area. It's nestled right in the heart of Appalachia. It's a beautiful drive over. And the entire campus for that week is taken over by probably 300 bluegrass musicians who are of all ages. And they have plenty of youth scholarships if you want to apply for that. They have housing on there. We camp at the Parsons Bluegrass Festival at the same time, so we're back and forth between the Bluegrass Festival that runs concurrently with that. And if you want to get young people involved in a great music form that will literally transform their lives, check out the Augusta Heritage Center for Bluegrass Week. It's the last week in July and the first week in August. And I have, you can go to augustaheritage.org, the Augusta Heritage Center, Davis and Elkins College, and they have all the information. And tell them you heard these kids here, because we get a lot of references from that, and we're very supportive and incredibly thankful for the folks at the Augusta Heritage Center, because Mr. Madison and I, while we play all the instruments, we could not take their playing to the level that it's at without that.
I think I'm so glad you mentioned all that. And Bob, you got a career in radio if you want it. Bob's got a great speaking voice, doesn't he? I think he does. Another Eddie Stubbs here in training. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to stop our video only because it's time to stop the video. We're not going to stop the music, though.
All right.
Don't be disappointed. Our video is very experimental. Now people can imagine what you look like and listen to. We have got time for, I think, two more songs. And Bailey, what's going to be next?
We're going to bring Lily up to sing this last one for you.
Oh, it's how nice.
Not quite a bluegrass song, but I hope
we made it a bluegrass song.
Yeah.
Huh, I can't. Will we recognize it?
Oh, you'll recognize it. As soon as Joey plays the first note, you're going to be like, oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
I would say that if you call the bluegrass band the hidden gem, this is the hidden gem of the bluegrass band.
Yeah, it's my personal favorite. One, two, three, four.
A house in New Orleans, they call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor girl, and God, I know I'm one. My mother was insane.
Let me pick my jaw up off the floor now. Lily's mom said she was crying. Oh. She just sent me a note about that. Yeah. Hi, everybody says hi to Lily's mom. Hey, Lily's mom, you can listen every week, you know. We're always here.
Yeah, nothing's stopping you.
Nothing's stopping you. We'd love to have you here. That's the kind of song that if you choose to record an album, will cause people to want to sample your album and then listen to the rest of you. That's a really good arrangement. Did you all work that out yourself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you did a really, really great job with that song. We're going to have time for one more, I hope, a little encore number here. Did any of you wish you had said something that you didn't say? Or would you like to retract anything you didn't say?
I have something.
Yeah.
Take my stuff off.
Buck, if you're listening, I just want to say thank you so much. You've really helped guide me as a musician, and I've learned a lot from you. You're my hero, and thank you.
That's from Lily, as if there was any doubt.
Buck.
Lily.
I would also like to add that you can like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, so go like us, and you can keep up with our gigs.
That's from Bailey, not related to Larry Stephenson. Facebook page. Oh.
Just type in the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band, and hopefully it will pop up.
If you thought this band was a lot of fun, I would have to say you got to check out the Egos and the Sophomore Band. I think they're probably even bigger than this one somehow.
Excellent.
They really are.
Is that the name they play under, the Egos?
Yeah.
Oh. It should be. The Ego Band? Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, that's Norman.
I'd like to say one last thing.
Oh, hang on. Let me get your mic on.
I'd like to say one last thing before they do their last song. I'd just like to say this, that Bailey is the only senior here. And on behalf of Mr. Mattis and myself, and I know the other younger members of her band, it has been an absolute blessing and a joy to work with Bailey for 4 years. I'm going to miss her. Mr. Mattis is going to miss her. These kids are going to miss her. She's their figurative mother in the band. She does all the organization.
Aww.
She's a killer banjo player. She's been studying for the last year with Stevie Moore, a two-time national banjo champion.
Yeah, you're all good. When you told me how long you've been playing, I can't believe it.
This is sort of Bailey's farewell couple months here with the band, and we just wanted to say thank you, and it's been a pleasure to know this young lady. She's as good a person as she is a musician.
Is she allowed to come back every now and then?
We always have a standing order for all of our kids. Whenever they come back after they graduate, we try to get them up on stage to do one song if they come someplace where we're playing. We always invite them back. They'll always have a place to stay. When we camp at festivals, they're always welcome to camp with us.
Great. Joe, are you going to say anything? Or everybody say their last? It's not your last words, per se.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's J_Glorioso_7. You'll find a picture of me pointing at you.
Okay. That's Joe's. So here's one more. I want to thank you all for being here today. It's our last chance to talk. I want you to come back, too. We can arrange that, I hope. Here they are one more time, the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band.
Well, we've heard that the theme of your radio show is Bugle Call Rag, so we thought, since we do a version of it, what a shame it would be if we left without doing it, so we'll leave you with this.
Tear it up, Bailey.
Thank you.
Well, now I'm going to go with Lily's mom and cry a little bit. Thank you, guys. You were great. Thanks for being here today.